The study says missing more than 10% of school days impacts a student's odds of graduating. That boils down to 2 days a month. Indiana law only requires schools to show average daily attendance twice a year. The numbers don't show individual absences or absences due to suspension, but performance suffers regardless of whether the absence is due to illness, poorly timed vacations, or suspension. The Center for Evaluation and Education Policy at Indiana University, which conducted the research, and educational groups that supported it are asking Indiana lawmakers to change the way that attendance is defined and to compel school districts to track and report chronic absence. Hetty Chang, director of Attendance Works, says using averages masks what's happening.
This is a hidden national crisis. What we know nationally is between 5 and 7.5 million students, and that's probably an underestimate again, across this country are missing at least a month of school every year.
Terry Spradlin, director of the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy, says examining data more frequently lets schools respond.
A lot of large school systems and states around the nation are developing what we call early warning systems, and they're using major indicators like attendance, GPA, course completion, course failure, to not wait until the end of the school year to intervene or at the end of, you know, sixth grade or at different milestones, but to intervene, you know, during a school year, during a semester, to say these kids are at risk. If we don't do something now to get them back on track with recovery efforts, we're going to lose these children.
Jackie Garvey, executive director of the Indiana Partnership Center, says fixing absences requires teamwork.
Creating attendance teams so that there's a cadre of education professionals that include parents, parent liaisons, and community partners that really look at this issue collectively.
Chang says looking at the number of absences monthly leads to making immediate corrections with students.
10 days at the end of the first semester, a kid's been gone 10 days. They're already now you have to help them make up for all the classes that they've missed, and that's a pretty significant amount of time by the end of one semester. If you had 10% at the end of 1 month, you could say this is where the 2 days a month gets involved in the equation. At that point, you can just check in. You know, Terry, what happened? How come you've missed 2 days a month?
Communities are using creative tactics to get kids to school. In New York, chronically absent students get a wake-up call from celebrities like Magic Johnson. Others are making public transportation more accessible and providing health care at schools for common issues like asthma. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.